Okay. Good morning. It is officially 9:30. I'm calling the executive meeting at the Orange County Older Adults to order on today, 9/19. It's the 19th. Yes. Welcome everyone. Thank you for coming. Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Mina St. Matthews, would you please lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, thank you. And then I'm going to ask staff if they would take roll, please.
Meredith Chalemi. Howard Hart.
Here.
Crystal Miles. Rachel Owens.
Here.
Amina St. Matthews.
Present.
Sandy Stain.
Present.
We have quorum.
Thank you very much. Okay, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any item or items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on the off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Do we have any public comments at this time?
No public comment.
Moving on to agenda discussion items number five. Before we get in that, I just want to thank Vice Chair Owens for assuming the role last week at the meeting, and I apologize that I wasn't there. And thank you for doing that. It just made me feel very good knowing that my executive team helped him ride around, so I appreciate you guys. Okay, the Orange County CARES Master Plan for Aging. Is that going to be an update? Like, I know we have it as a topic for discussion, but is that something I did not?
Yes, I okay. Put it on. Okay. Yes, I put it on the schedule. Right. So the end of the presentation, we discussed with CEO staff that we needed to have, in order to recruit some of our OAC members into these various and assorted initiatives, we needed to have some idea of who was running the initiative, what the meeting setup schedule was going to be, and where and how the first agendas, or if there had even been an agenda from that chair established yet. So I asked for that information and it has not yet come our way. But based on our conversations prior to this, we had volunteered that we would reach out to our OAC commission members and ask them to participate in specific initiatives, but we can't do that if we don't have enough information to say what we're asking somebody to commit to.
Okay, Renee, now you're up.
I just want to say I did hear from Claudia yesterday, and none of the groups have set any of their agendas or their meeting dates just yet. As you know, Vice Chair Owens, we are not responsible for all of the initiatives. We are taking a co-chair position a co-chair position in priority number two, which Claudia is taking that seat. So we are serving on each of the priorities in a more general membership capacity. So we too are waiting for those agendas and those meeting dates because we have staff that are attending and serving on those committees as well. So the answer is we don't have anything at this point.
And timing?
I did ask
I'm on one of the work groups, and
And which work
group? I don't even remember offhand which one. I attended one meeting, but we haven't received anything, any dates. Only thing information I received is that we will be having meetings. Not sure if those meetings are going to be monthly or quarterly. More information is to come. So I too am waiting.
So particularly on the objective overviews for each of the initiatives, there are specific initiatives that are listed as being county. So it would be useful to know, again, which departments in the county is in charge of those. You're not looking for, in many cases, you're not looking for community input, but it's possible that we will have some input. So having a whole a list of who's where is going to make some, is going to be helpful.
So what I can share with you today is who is the chair and the co-chair for each of the priorities within the committee. We can definitely share that information with you. That is not a problem.
Okay.
But we don't have agendas or meeting dates for any of those committees at this point.
I think
again, we are serving in a membership capacity also, and so we too are anxious to see what those schedules look like.
So on objective one, the overview of housing, who is that?
So it's Julia Bidwell. Yeah, so I can email it out if you guys don't want to write all this down.
Yes, then yeah. That's
and then every initiative has a co-lead as well, and then I'll identify those co-leads for you. I'll ask Elizabeth to call you.
And has there been, well, so let's talk about Claudia, who's running the public information resource. So
she's not running it, no, she's co-lead.
She's the co-lead.
Yeah, and that'll be in the information.
Okay. But again, it would be useful to understand who else, we've got a county person who's going to be, let's just look at 1.1, right? Then this is county and this is community. So what I heard at our meeting was that you all wanted input from us as to who those other community partners might be in each one of these initiatives, but have you identified and reached out to any of these folks so that there's not duplicative of information? So I guess we're at the starting line, or
so
we're
let's
10
be clear,
feet behind.
We have not, but have the leads, I don't want to speak on their behalf. So we here at OCCS have not reached out to anyone. And I can also share the information with you of who from OCCS, OCCR, because we're part of the OCCR umbrella, mm-hmm. Is assigned to these committees as well for your information. But no, we're not reaching out to anybody at this point.
And overall, who is running the whole?
The CEO's office.
The CEO's office, so that's Kristen and
it's Liz Gilly,
Liz.
Merchant and
yeah, Chris Lynn. Okay. And we had asked them for quarterly updates at our general meeting so that we could continue to help move this forward. We're the community, we need to keep their feet to the fire to make these initiatives real and useful to the community. That's why it's on the
yeah
channel.
Okay, but and I can reach out to Liz also, because one of the things I think we need to start doing at the general meeting is letting our committee members know what areas that they would like participation in, and mm-hmm. then we can have that discussion at the general meeting if you feel like you could volunteer the time. But as you mentioned, you need to kind of know what the time commitment is and have a better idea of what the schedules look like.
Again, I'm most willing to get on the phone and start
yeah.
Twisting arms or at least making gentle requests, mm-hmm. but I don't want to work in the dark.
Right. Yep. No, and I think hopefully by our general meeting we'll have some more information so we can solicit that volunteerism then.
So if we have that on the agenda for the next general meeting, will we be able to have something in writing that at least tells us again who the chairs are, who's handling each of the work groups?
Well, I can address that. I can see if I can get something.
I think it's in the teacher's office. Wasn't it talking to the group today?
I had to leave early last week. Could you sign me up for group two?
Certainly. But the question in group two is there a specific initiative within this that you have more interest in than not?
Yeah, I'll figure it out when I get there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough. Thank you.
Okay, C4A conference attendance. So I have this on as kind of a standing discussion item to see, have we learned anything about if we're allowed to go?
So as of this morning, the travel freeze is still on, and travel means even inside of Orange County. But we did a little research and you were able to send two people last year. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at the budget. If you'd like to start looking to see who's interested, we also reached out to CDA to see if there's a way we could buy registration for the entire event that you guys could split, so multiple people could go to various days. We're still waiting for a response on that.
Okay.
It's $500 per person right now.
Okay, then I'll just add it as a discussion topic, and maybe by that time we'll have some information, and then I can.
And the date again is November?
November 5th through the 7th.
And we've asked the CEO to come and meet with us, and we've had no response.
I did get a response, and she is planning to come and visit our office.
Not the CEO.
Not the CEO. It's Susan Damaris is coming. I sent a request out for her to come in.
She's coming to the office.
To an
OAC meeting, right?
No, not to an OAC meeting. She's coming to the office on aging on one of the days while she's in town attending the conference, and she will come over to the office on aging, and we'll give her a tour of the office on aging and share our resources and what we're doing over here on that day.
And is that sufficient kind of outreach?
Sufficient outreach in terms of?
Oh, just requesting resources back from the states, getting input about what other offices are doing. Is it appropriate that our chair be involved if at all possible? I just don't know what that dialogue is for, asking somebody to just come and do a tour, which is interesting. How does that create the connection that we've been talking about?
I think that was Meredith's suggestion.
Yeah.
So I would say that's great. She's coming. I think it's important to because we're hosting, the Orange County's hosting it.
Right.
So.
And that was part of the ask from this committee, was for Office on Aging to reach out to her since she was in town during that time to come into the Office on Aging, and for us to give her a tour of the Office on Aging and share with her what we're doing here in the Office on Aging. I'm not sure that the ask was for us to have dialogue with her to see what other AAAs are doing, but more so for her, for us to, that gives us an opportunity to build that connection with her and to share with her what we're doing. So I would think while we're having that dialogue with her, if she sees something that she is aware that another AAA is doing, she may perhaps, that's gonna open that engagement with us and her. So I think it's a good opportunity for that.
Has she ever visited here?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so yeah, I think it's more of the goodwill tour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that's kind of my understanding, because
right.
I can't imagine she's gonna spend hours here.
No. And you have to think also, she's coming here for the conference, so it's a short window for her to even come over to our office and take that time
to
get to know us.
And it's establishing a relationship. And just FYI, I'm happy to be present if I'm asked, if you guys want to just say, hey, here she is. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay.
I promise I won't commandeer anything. just let me know. But yeah, I agree. I think this is more just a get to know your neighbor type thing.
Exactly.
And I think it's appropriate because it is being held in Orange County. And
exactly. And she's here, so close. So.
Yeah. I think it would look weird if she didn't.
Right.
To be honest.
Yes. But we had to push on it to make it happen.
That's true. But it's almost weird that she didn't reach out on her own to say, hey, I'm in town. You know what I mean? Sorry. That might have been outside my lane. Okay, moving on to the Senior Center Liaison topic. Kind of feel like I dropped the ball on this one a little bit. I'm open to suggestions.
Like to change it or what?
It's going to be for.
Oh, next month?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk.
Question.
Oh.
Yeah. But let's have a bigger conversation.
Yes, I was just going to say there's so many more members than there are senior centers, and each center, I have sometimes three on the senior center, and I know there's not that much work in terms of visiting. So is there a way, or can we explore other avenues, or, because I was kind of thinking about this, and the information that's given at the senior center, or for the senior centers, I almost feel like it can be sent in via an email from, let's say, one of us, like a Matt or Elizabeth or however, to all of the senior centers, and then maybe the senior liaison can just once a year or whatnot, drop in, talk about the office, what we have and all this stuff, as opposed to like trying to do it every month or so. I'm wondering if that's something that we can explore.
I disagree with you. I think it's a good tool that we started. What they did in the beginning was we would have meetings at each center, and that was how people got exposed to all the buildings, which is good, but then you don't see their programs. And I've had a lot of good comments from people coming back and asking questions. Well, how come this center does this and this center does that? So I hear your conflict when you have too many people, and maybe we just readjust that or something, that people that are really busy then don't have a center. But and maybe because I'm on the Lake Forest Senior Advisory Board, but I stay real involved, and they give me information, I get information from them. So I think it's really good and take give good give and take. We're always gonna have centers that don't wanna be bothered with it. This is the real world, that's just the way it is. And our job is to work around those people the best we can. I mean, I look at Lynette Fujitani, who's had a lot of issues, but she's making some progress. So I think that's a good sign, that she's actually getting the lady to talk to her, but she wouldn't talk to her in the beginning at all. So I think it's just a work in progress, and they're not all the same, and they're all gonna be different, and they're all gonna interact with us differently.
Yeah, so I have to, I agree, and I see both sides, and I think again, it goes back to relationships. So I have two senior centers. One I engage with, and I mean, she'll email me, I'll email her back. The other one, I don't ever hear from. And one day, I know, she'll reply and say, thank you. You know, when I send stuff, I mean, I'm not to imply she's impolite. I'm just saying she will never, she has not ever. And so I'm hoping one day there's going to be this little light bulb that goes off in her head and goes, hey, I should email that lady. And it will happen. I'm willing it to happen. But so I kind of feel like I like our commissioners to be able to have the freedom and flexibility to either, like, you know, go and establish that personal one-on-one relationship, but also to the point that if you have three commissioners for one center, maybe it's more about getting the three of them to kind of go, all right, look, I don't have time to drive over there. Do you? Okay, yeah, I do. You know what I mean? Like,
and maybe those that are on the executive, if you have too many on the executive board and they're too busy, then take them off and give it to somebody else. Yeah. That would be my suggestion.
And I don't envy your position, because it's like weddings.
I'm trying to place,
you know what I
mean?
Like,
where they're supposed to be.
Uncle Joe, next day I'm paid.
Yes.
And now this person over here.
Yeah.
They got in a fight for it.
Yeah.
So,
at this point, I'm just wanting to plug people in wherever, because I can't get them close to where they are.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like Irvine, I have like.
Yeah, we at the moment we have
seven people
live in Irvine,
right,
and
yeah.
We do not meet, and then all three senior centers, but they're all managed by the same director,
right?
That we have.
Oh yeah, so and that's
someone down south will convince San Clemente that belong in Orange County.
And that's the thing too, is like
they forget.
If we were to switch to just email, I kind of feel like, so I. Maybe I'm the exception to the rule, but between the two phones, real job, school, boys school, this commission, four other commissions and council, I always have at least 90 emails in an inbox. So I don't want to do anything that's going to make people have to, like, oh God, I gotta email. Like, you know what I mean? Versus picking up the phone or actually walking in. So maybe it's just more about relieving it from it's not so much your responsibility to make sure that everybody's happy, because you're not going to make everyone happy, and we just need to let everyone know that, like, look, do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mandatory. It's obviously strongly suggested. That's why you're here. But if somebody can't make it, just to communicate with you, and maybe you're right. Maybe we take them off. Maybe everyone doesn't have a senior center just by virtue of the fact the numbers won't allow it, you know what I mean? That's
I'm open for ideas.
Well, the other side is that we have a number of folks on the commission who represent sort of specific communities, so not necessarily a senior center, but have a specific connection to
a specific entity of some kind that is serving our population. So would it be more useful to not have them that person assigned to a senior center, but to ask that that person represent us, which is what we're hoping is happening anyway, with specific outreach? And do we need, and this is part of what the county was, or the CEO staff is asking, is what communities are out there are doing what in the senior community that we really don't know about? Because certainly the index that was in the handout is not complete in any way, shape, or form, right? So we don't know how to balance that either.
Because the goal of this is to get the information out to communities, whether they're a senior center or a community center, just out there into the county. And that's what I did. I'm responsible for the Santa Ana Senior Center, but I also took it upon myself to relay all the information to the group that I work with that is a collaboration, a part of the early adult, early intervention services for older adults, which is a collaboration between all the different CBOs that work with seniors. There's the Korean community, the Arabic speaking, Persian community, Vietnamese community, all the different ethnic communities that I work with, and I go to their meeting and attend and give the information that I receive here. Just like last time I asked for the information, the brochure, and I gave it to them and asked them to use that if they need resources and information, things like that. So.
That's really good.
That's awesome. And I was going to say, so I'm going to put it down as a discussion item for the general meeting, because the intent of the liaison topic was for those individuals that maybe were a little shy, that didn't know how to go in and kind of, you know, go, hi, here I am. So I guess, you know, maybe it's run its course, because we don't really do much with the information. It was kind of designed to have people go and initiate a conversation and then take that information back and be able to tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, but what I like is to have a discussion. I like, not that I like it, I mean, obviously it's awesome, but I mean, it would be great if you would kind of give a little bit of how you approach your role as the liaison, and then somebody else can talk about what they do, I can talk about what I do, so that we can give them ideas and suggestions. And like I said, it's not mandatory, we can't force anybody to be as involved as the rest of us. Some people are at different parts of their life where they have the time to do so, and others don't. Maybe they will. So I don't want to discourage anyone either from wanting to engage, but I also don't want to scare them off, like, you didn't go talk to you. You know what I mean? That's not my goal either.
Well, and conversely, I think part of that discussion circles back to what we were just discussing, right, is that we do have members who are intimately involved in specific kinds of outreach communities, and I'd like to know who those are, so that as soon as Liz calls me and says, we need somebody to go do blah, 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 maybe we have a better list. So maybe just, I mean, until we put that senior center list together, we didn't really even know how many senior centers we had, what all their addresses were. It's been a work in progress. So I would like to encourage those folks, maybe we take them off this list, but ask them to reach out, and I'll take responsibility to reach out to me with an email that says, I belong to, you know, I know that Jerry Chan is one that comes right off the top of my head. He's in the executive committee for the Chinese Evergreen Association, which has 400 members in Irvine, by the way. It's huge, and I know that he interfaces with that community with this information. So it's that, I think that's an appropriate addendum to the senior center list.
Yeah, and I think also, like, what I've done is when you guys did the presentations, upcoming presentations, then I would send it to my people and say, hey, I'm not sure if this, you know, is interesting to you or not, but if you, you know, I can send you a follow-up afterwards, because I usually send them if there's, like, slides or whatever. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they send people to come listen. So that's kind of a thing too, is letting them know to have the freedom to be able to you just want to get the information. That's our main goal.
Yeah.
How do we get that
more
engagement?
More information and engagement out there. And then I'm under the impression, Meredith has mentioned it a time or two, we have a senior center directors association of some kind in the community?
I've never heard of it. Maybe. good thing for us to look into.
I know we used to have the senior center directors meeting.
Yeah, I was just going to say
pre-COVID.
Okay. They used to meet.
Mm-hmm, before COVID, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was it monthly or quarterly?
Quarterly,
yeah. They didn't meet often, but they would all get together. Not all of them went, but they were allowed to go to a meeting.
And who managed that, coordinated it? Where did it come from?
I have no idea. I know that we were invited to a few meetings, so that's how I knew of that. But I am not sure who put it together.
Because that would certainly be useful, and I'm pointing over here to our two volunteers for programs. It would certainly be interesting to have someone who participates at that level to talk to us about what and how they do with the senior center. So I'll reach out to Meredith. I think she has a contact. But that would be very useful as part of this process, of reaching out.
For us as members of the committee, what kind of information are we bringing back to the senior center? Because we're presented with so much as we're in this meeting. Like, what are, I guess, the exact items? Like, are we talking about the master plan? Are we talking about asking them to come to the meeting to hear the presentations? Like, maybe there should be a checklist. I think.
Hear the question.
So, as members of the committee. I think we're inundated with a lot of information when we're in the meeting. What are we bringing back to the senior centers as in terms of what we want them to do for us? Like, are we bringing back information about the master plan? Or
yes.
Is it to attend the meeting? Is it to get information?
It's all of it. And it's not so much what we want them to do for us. It's
what we're
more
doing
about
for them.
Just making sure that they recognize this is what's happening at the county level to address, some of their my constituents, they're not elected. They're participants at their senior center or whatever, stuff going on with the master plan, how they can get involved, all of it. It's really about just you are the regurgitator of information to your assigned senior center, community center, or it doesn't have to be assigned if you know anybody. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, there's been older adults that I've seen that maybe were struggling, and my husband was like, we were in Old Town Orange, and there was an older gentleman that obviously needed assistance, and I sat there and had a 2-hour conversation with him. It happened to be a homeless service he needed, picked up the phone, called my contact at Bridges, and So, I mean, it's just getting that information out so that they can then say, okay, I'm armed with it, or I need more information, where do I go? And then they would call you and go, how do I get more information? And you could say, well, gosh, we're having a presentation in 2 weeks, why don't you come? It's a public meeting. Come and join and sit and listen. So there's really no prescriptive checklist, and it's going to be different for everybody. It's just trying to disseminate all of the information that we can to help the senior center communities thrive.
Okay, so build that relationship.
And build the relationship so they trust you. So then they can go, who do I ask? And if you don't have the answer, then you have the relationships with everyone else that can go, well, I know who to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about that.
Yeah, I found that when I shared stuff about the vector control, that was a great interest for our senior center, talking to our senior center staff and getting them out and speaking to them personally.
Yeah, I did the same thing, and the people were really appreciative of it.
When I spoke about the master plan for aging, there were glazed eyes. It's just not relevant to them at that level.
Yeah.
It's cool for us, but when you get down, until we get down to the the specific line items of the priorities
programs,
then they'll be interested, but the master plan right now is just too high level.
Those kind of things I bring to the advisory board, and that might be something to bring up to check to have remind people that most centers have an advisory board, have you attended a meeting?
Yeah.
And that's a good place to bring that information. That's a really good question that you asked. And I agree with you, the average person would be master plan of aging. Who cares?
Even my senior center director was just kind of, okay, that's nice.
But if you take it to the board and they take it and read it, and then we can talk about it at the meetings, I think it's very helpful. And it shows you're connected and you've got some information going.
I just wanted to do a friendly reminder. I know we have a very unique situation today where we have commissioners being part of the public. And I really appreciate the questions, but we do have to ask the public to fill out a public comment card.
Wondering about that. Okay, yes.
Thank you.
But brings us back to, do we want to have a topic added to next month's agenda?
No, honestly, no, I don't think so, because I think, like I said, what I'd rather have is if somebody is not sure how to get that initial communication done, ask them to reach out to me or to one of the executive or somebody that they maybe the person they sit next to for the past 3 weeks. You know what
I
mean?
I agree with you. In the beginning, we were just trying to get things going. Maybe now it's run its course and we don't need that anymore.
If you guys feel differently, I'm happy to listen. You guys think we should keep it?
Keep the topic or continue to assign people?
No, keep the having a topic that will tell them, hey, here's the topic, go ask your senior center.
I think that's something that's a start. So if someone is having trouble initiating that conversation, that at least they can say, oh, you know what, I actually have something I want to talk to the senior center about.
You want to keep it?
Something, yeah.
Okay. I can keep it too. We can keep it. So what would we like to have as the liaison topic for next month's meeting?
Master plan for aging.
Do you want them to check and see if they have an advisory board?
Yeah.
And have they been to the meeting?
Yeah.
And when is it and all that good stuff?
That's great. Does your center or community center?
Most of them are called advisory, I think.
I
don't know for sure.
Yeah, officially at Irvine, we are the older adults commission and appointed by the city council members. Mm-hmm. So we're directly liaisons with a specific city council person. So again, every city does.
So would that so would the city council be your advisory board? So you don't have an advisory board within you?
No, we have a commission.
You are the commission.
We are the commission.
So
there
your
are
advisory
six.
Board would be the city council.
We are advisors to the city council, right?
Yes.
Are we saying
yeah.
the
same
thing?
Yeah.
Same name. It's just a different label, basically.
Yes.
The
yeah.
commissioner is the advisory board.
Yes, the commission is the advisory board to the city council. Yes.
Chair Miles.
Yes.
Also, October is open enrollment, so I don't know if that would be an opportunity to ask what kind of resources they have for open enrollment.
But can we give them resources to help them with their open enrollment?
Yeah, we do. We have Council on Aging that partners with us to assist under the HICAP program.
The HICAP program.
So could we send a link with that then?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd hate
well,
to be like, hey, do you
the
have
newsletter.
A...
yeah, so I'm planning on putting it on the newsletter. So, I can definitely send out the link
yeah.
with the information.
Yeah, just
well,
the
when
newsletter.
We send out the, when we send out, huh?
Maybe just share the newsletter. Not maybe
that
they...
That come out in the beginning of October.
So I'm just thinking, because if we're gonna have the liaison topic be a dual thing, right? One, does your community senior center have an advisory council? And two, does your community center know it's open enrollment? And do you have the resources for it? I'd hate to say that without providing the resources. You know what I mean? So could we put the link so that it's attached to the agenda, so then people could say.
The HICAP link is that.
The Council on Aging, the Council?
I believe we can. I can also send out an email with the information on HICAP to all of the commission members.
Okay, that would be good, because then that way we can forward it. And before the meeting, I can say, hey, here's a link for, the HICAP information if you needed it. And they might say, oh, thanks. Or they might go, yeah, no, we know. happening, but at least that way I'm not dangling the carrot and going, you have a problem? Sorry, I don't have the information for you. You know what I mean?
So again, I know in Irvine, we have two seminars in October already set on the master calendar at the Senior Center for HICAP to come and do presentations. And I'm sure, and it's sort of like the tax consultant that we, that lots of senior centers sponsor during April. But yes, it's worthwhile and it should be there. Particularly, so let me just say that with my other hat on, 2026, just like 2025, has some huge changes in what is available to seniors through their Medicare plans. So it's really a time for people, it's not a one and done, and they shouldn't ignore it as we go into open enrollment.
We need to say that when we're at the meeting.
I will. I get to make an announcement, right? So I can say that.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so we will keep the senior central liaison topic and we will make it about the, if they have an advisory board and meeting information for open enrollment and HICAP.
But we're also adding a discussion about what to do.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yes, senior center liaison discussion. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on to action item number six, OAC appointments. So this is a little dicey, I'm gonna say, I guess. So I'm gonna see if I can get this, but you guys jump in if I get it wrong. So I have three applications in front of me. We had four, Mario, but he is going to be a direct appointment by a board of supervisors. I think he said District 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you received that, take that away. That's out of our control. When it's a board of supervisor appointee, it doesn't come to us. We don't approve. We don't anything. They appoint. They show up. We say hello.
We say welcome.
Okay. And that is relevant from the fact that Supervisor Wagner just appointed Christina Shea to our committee. And I thought that she had to go through this same process. So she was on the phone with a whole bunch of us constantly telling us how wrong we were with what we were asking her to do. So it is important those who are appointed by the supervisors have sort of a different path.
So they join in the application?
Yes.
No. No. Well, they yes. Still yes, but yeah. Not. It doesn't come to us.
Oh, it goes to the...
The Board of Supervisors have their own application system.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. See.
You didn't know that either?
No,
then I don't feel so bad.
No. I did not know that either.
Now we know. Okay.
Okay,
so now we have in front of us Ken, who got booted, because of some absenteeism. And I hope that people understand that, you know, we aren't, I can't say whether or not it's justified or not, but obviously health issues of the family, obviously are justified, but we don't have anything in our bylaws that say there's exceptions to this rule. So that's the problem. I don't like it. Maybe we should look at changing that part of the bylaws
again,
so that we, but that's a different discussion. So so we have Ken Hickman, Catherine Louie, and Kelly Levine, I'm not sure which one. And then I will say that Ken's original appointment was through the Board of Supervisors. So that leaves his spot open, which I believe now Mario is taking, right?
You know what? I think Ken was a city select.
Oh, right. Sorry. City select. So then that's a whole other thing. Because I'm city select.
Okay.
So, right? I'm pretty sure I'm city select. So for those that don't know, city select, again, so that's why I never fill out an application either. You are voted in by members, you know about City Select. So anybody that's elected, City Select is a, like SCAC. Southern California Association of Governments. And they have city selection committees where different boards, whether it might be OCTA, it might be this, it might be, and there's either by district or at large, depending on, I don't even know how they make up this. And so people apply, and so you get people on a board because they were selected by the cities in that district. So my appointment here is a City Select appointment, which means I never filled out an application either. So I think you're at Ken's with the city selection.
For D2.
For D2. So D2 gets a board supervisor and it gets a city select.
No.
No, so we have two for each district for city select and two for each board of supervisor district.
But we have 10 spots that ostensibly are filled by appointees from supervisor districts, two each.
Correct, yes, by board of supervisors, and then 10 by city select.
10 available for cities to appoint.
Right, so 20 total.
Correct, yes.
So 20 total.
Yes.
And then the other 10, are we still at just 30?
No.
No, we went to.
No, we're at 40.
We went to 40, so the other 20 are citizens at large.
Yes.
Who apply.
I usually say regular OAC members. Yeah, regular city select and BOA.
Okay, yeah, I was just gonna say, print it, help print it. Okay, so we only have two open spots that we are in charge of right now. That's the problem. So we have three people for two spots, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we need to discuss, and I don't know if, and because, so part of me thought, well, we'll just ask Ken to go back to city select, but city select doesn't meet for a while, I think, right? Do they meet next?
Usually November.
November, that's what I thought, yeah, so.
And they don't sit until January.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be fair to Ken, you know, and I feel like.
Is he able to come back now from the medical issues?
I would believe so. Great question, I didn't ask, but I would believe so because he filled out the application. Does anybody know?
His email said that for sure he was gonna be here.
Okay.
In October.
Okay. Okay, so we have Catherine, who is a District 5 member, and then Kelly from Huntington Beach. I think that's District 1?
Huntington Beach is 1.
1. But these are regular membership applications, so we need to pick two. And then the other person gets put on a waiting list, or are we allowed to make a recommendation to the district, the board of supervisor in that district, that we have an application and maybe they.
That's what we did tomorrow ago.
So if you decide to not move forward, well, you're gonna decide to not move forward on one, and that particular district has an opening, we'd be happy to share the application with them, but there's no guarantee, obviously, we don't have any authority.
Right, so there is, so it looks like there's only a vacancy, oh no, that's city selection, never mind, forget that. So it looks like there is a vacancy in District 1 for board of supervisors appointing, right? That's what I'm looking at, this chart here, the very bottom.
Yes, there is.
So.
Sounds like we got a way forward.
Yeah, but here's a problem too. Did Patty already receive her letter?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we did hear from county council that it's technically done. The paperwork can come later, the final absence has happened.
Okay.
Okay.
So unfortunately.
So, Chair Miles, if I may, so if that's the case, then there will be another vacancy.
Patty's a D5 appointee.
D5.
Right, and then.
That would be stale, so.
Yes, I understand. But we also have Gay Satterfield, who missed three absences. So we're waiting to finalize a letter to send to her, so that may become available as well, and that's a regular OAC.
That's a regular OAC, yeah.
Has she already missed the last?
Yes.
Okay.
And then according to county council, that's done.
That's done.
Technically, it's a paperwork process, because the bylaws don't allow for any exception.
Correct.
It can be reappointed, but.
So then, okay, so then here's my question. So we're looking at the spot number 19 and 20 is vacant for what is in front of us today, right? Those are the two that were.
Correct.
Okay, so since county council already says that it's done and Gay has been removed, wouldn't that mean we have a third opening?
Yes.
So So could we?
I haven't seen the letter or anything. Are we sure we have confirmation from both Elizabeth and the admin team?
I haven't gotten any confirmation from, okay, they're still on the COB website.
But based on her attendance, have you both confirmed?
Based on her attendance, yes. She's already missed three consecutive meetings.
Okay.
Is that your understanding, Elizabeth?
Yes, I have three missed. I was just under the impression that we had to wait for COB's confirmation to make that removal effective.
My understanding from John, our county council, was that once the third has happened, it's a paperwork process that has to happen, but the situation is done.
She's already missed three, yes.
Okay, then in that case, we have three openings, all as the regular OLAC, which is why they filled out applications. So then I would move to place all three of them in the three vacant, the two that have been vacant, and then this new one by Gay Satterfield. And then that opens up a city selection seat, and obviously we still have the vacancy for the Board of Supervisors, which we can ask.
The only difference for Gaye's vacancy is the term ending date. Seat 19 and 20, the term date ends 12/31/2026.
Okay.
And Satterfield's ends 12/31/2025.
Okay.
So you have to specify what seat you want them placed in.
Got it. Okay. I'm open to having Ken Higman, and then actually Kelly, because it looks like she applied prior to Catherine. So I kind of like the first come, first serve basis.
I would alternatively move to have Catherine first, given that it gives us more flexibility as a fallback, with Kelly seeing as seat one's is vacant. If council comes back and says no, you have to wait, and then we do Kelly provisionally based on council's advice.
That's fine, you're saying just
as an alternative motion or a substitute motion.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're saying install these two, and this one is pending making sure the county council has agreed that it's actually okay for us to replace them?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And then if not, then we would try to slide it through
through a Board of Supervisors? Because she's Huntington Beach? Okay, that's cool. I get that. You guys understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if the Board of Supervisors, or if county council comes back and says, like, yep, no, you're fine, you can go ahead and slot in Kelly, then she would then have to take the seat number 16, which would have that December 2021.
And why is that?
Because in our bylaws, if somebody gets removed and a replacement comes in, they don't get new terms. They finish out the term that they substituted in.
But then we can intern in January.
She just has to reapply.
She has to reapply.
Chair Miles?
Can their motion say that based on or after confirmation with county council that they want to place, I forgot her name, Kelly in the position?
I'm not sure. So it would be like a pending confirmation?
After confirmation, the action item would recommend placing her in the position so you don't have to do it at another meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
because we have three.
Yeah, because
we have three warm bodies, mm-hmm.
and three well qualified
and
warm bodies.
I say
don't
that clearly.
You don't want to lose.
I don't want to lose them.
And county council has said. I mean, we have an email from him that says that if upon the third absence, because there is nothing in the bylaws, regardless of the reason why they missed, that it is. They have been technically removed. There is a paperwork process that is required that we go through, and that takes time sometimes because it's outside of our control. Clerk of the board is involved in that process.
Okay, if you were going to say something?
It was just a thought. Would it make sense to put Ken in the term ending in 2025,
yes,
which allows him the opportunity to apply for City Select, and maybe that will become available since City Select does meet in November.
That's honestly a question for Ken, but I kind of, having been through the City Select process,
okay,
you run the risk of somebody else getting voted in instead of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So keeping him as like a regular person with a new 2-year extension, I don't think he's going to care. I guess I'm speaking for him, I shouldn't, but I don't know if he's going to care if he's appointed because of this or if he's appointed because he was City Select. But if there was a guarantee that there, you know what I mean, like nobody else was going to try and go for that seat. So it's, you get, there's people, you could have like 4, 5, 6 people, because cities and board of supervisors are making recommendations, you know, for stuff. So it's a great suggestion, but I kind of feel like I would rather have him secured and in and not have to worry about if he was to not get reappointed with City Select.
So based on this conversation, we have, for the public at large, we have 3 spots, mm-hmm, that are open, right?
Yes.
Did I also hear that Patty Mouton is potentially about,
she's out because she's missed it.
But that's not who we're talking about filling that spot. So
no, because she is a Board of Supervisors.
Oh, she is a Board of Supervisor,
yeah,
appointee. I'm sorry. Okay.
She is District 5.
She's at District 5. Okay, got it.
Okay, so then I don't think we need your substitute motion. So would you withdraw your substitute motion?
I withdraw.
Okay, so then the motion is that we, now, can we extend seat number 16's terms?
No.
Term limit? No. So then we'll just have to let, so I'd like to put Ken in seat number 19. And I'd like to do Kelly in seat number 20 because she applied before Catherine did, and then have Catherine go in seat 16 with the understanding that she just has to reapply for a brand new term that she's taking over.
She's taking over.
Well, Chair Miles, I would like to confirm that the bylaws, you don't have to reapply. It's just an automatic.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. My mistake. Okay, great. Fantastic. All right, so then she'll just have, so when she gets her funky letter that says your term is ending, we'll just make sure she knows that it's not, it'll roll over, right? Okay, so that's my motion.
Second.
Ken in 19, Kelly in 20, and then Catherine in 16.
Any
more discussion?
No.
Wait.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, great. Fantastic. And then the elephant in the room is, who gets to call Patty?
No, we take care of all
that. They send out a letter.
I know, but I feel like out of respect.
Well, she probably knows about the letter, right?
Well, I can say that we do send letters prior to the final letter. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak, we have a process in place, and so notification has been sent. Final notification will be sent.
But she did show for last meeting.
She wasn't there for at least half of the meeting.
Right.
And the bylaws state that if you miss more than the majority.
The bylaws are very clear. And then that isn't way before.
Which is unfortunate based on how difficult it was to find our meeting place.
Everybody tried our very best. It wasn't our choice to have it there. We had staff out front. We had many signs. We did what we could. The meeting was selected by the CEO's office. And I apologize if anybody had trouble finding it.
Thank everybody.
And I would also like to mention that Patty is your TAC rep. So we would have to make another selection for TAC.
And there's
that can be done at a later meeting.
Well, but can't she, since she's a Board of Supervisor, District 5, is that Supervisor Foley?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can't we reach out to Foley's office and say we need this done ASAP?
Supervisor Foley already has the information.
So if we do it ASAP, is it possible that it gets done prior to our next meeting?
It's up to the appointing supervisor and their office.
Am I allowed to send Supervisor Foley a note? Is that acceptable? Am I allowed to do that? To say, you're appointee unfortunately for our bylaws and we'd really like you to make haste and get her back on?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you'd given a day or two only because Supervisor Foley received the information this morning.
Okay, how about if I like do it on Monday? Wait, what's that funny?
Yes, you're right.
What's so funny? Okay, then I will send Supervisor Foley a request that she.
Patty is well qualified. She is such an excellent contact within the community representing the Alzheimer's Association. At the same time, she is so over committed, I see, to the thing she's doing. Has she indicated at all that she wants to be?
So she knows, right?
She has not received the official letter.
Okay, well, I want to call her and just kind of go, hey.
You better wait till Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you could, that would be helpful, just so that the process.
Yeah, wait a couple of days.
Don't discount the fact that maybe this isn't one of her higher priorities either.
Well, that's what I'm hearing, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I thought she loved being with us.
I have not.
Okay.
One.
I hear everything. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait till Tuesday to come. Well, yes.
Call Patty on Monday and call Foley on Tuesday if she indicates she would like to.
That sounds good. Okay. All right. That's the plan. All right, moving on, my chair report. Before my chair report, I wanted to give you guys, this is a copy of our goals from last year. So I don't know if you have it or not, but I wanted to hand that on to you guys.
Behind you.
So I don't have much of a chair report other than looking into next year. And we have two new volunteers who are going to do all of our presentations and whatnot. They also are armed with the Master Plan on Aging, so hopefully the presentations can be geared and aimed towards our goals. But how would we feel about having a discussion at the next meeting about coming up with a new committee, a new ad hoc committee, that is going to come up with and address our 25-26 goals, which can be an add-on of what's there, because one of the goals was about the information, and so I think we're achieving that, right? We're in the process of moving that forward. But then I think the third goal was like transportation access or something like that. That one we're not as good on. So that could stay a goal for 25-26. But I'd like to your guys' input on if we ask for some people to join an ad hoc at the next meeting regarding coming up with 25-26
goals. We do need to have 26-27 goals, so we do need to update them. Mm-hmm.
25, 26. So it'd be 26-27. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you're right. 26-27. Yeah.
So we need an ad hoc committee to.
So I'll put that as an action item. Are we good with that?
Yes.
And then that will help them also know about kind of the
presentation,
how to gauge the presentation so that they're much more focused on our goals. That's my thought. And that is it. So do we have anybody have anything?
I have two things. We had this, and I haven't looked at that clearly enough, and I should. How many commissioners do we have whose terms are expiring at the end of this year?
I don't have that information on me.
It doesn't have the term dates.
But I can send you that information once I confirm.
Thank you, Chair. Just again, I think it's time to, as part of our agenda for October, is just simply to remind folks that
Are they recommitting to their commitment to continue on the commission? That's what I'm trying to say, that I haven't said very clearly. And I don't want to single anybody out, but we have numbers of folks who have been on the committee for years and years and years, and I think it's useful to say that we've had a lot of interest in the community at large that has helped us reach capacity.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really terrific, and I don't want to encourage anyone to drop off, but I think we have members who have expressed that they have not dropped off because there wasn't anybody to take their place.
Vice Chair Owens, the termination doesn't really affect their application because the bylaws just renew.
Just keeps renewing. So is that what we... Well, October might be too early for that, but November is our last meeting of the year. And we're dark in December, so if there was someone who was giving that thought to not continuing into 26, when is it useful for us to have some input in that direction? I don't know. So I'm throwing it out to you all. This is the place to discuss these things.
I don't want to give...
Get the opportunity to say no. Okay. I just went through this with the board that I have been on for years and years, and it was the first time that five of the members had expressed I'm only here because, right? I didn't think anybody else would serve. So.
Well, we can definitely say we want to have, robust, full, energetic, enthusiastic people that want to be there. So we can definitely say, look, we hope everyone really wants to be here, but if you don't, let us know.
Well, that actually can build on the fact that what we are asking as part of the OC Cares is for people to become involved in some of the work groups.
Yeah.
And I think that that's an important piece of the communication is that, yes, they're here, they're putting information out into the community. We took away those ad hoc committees that were meeting all over the place, but it's now time to step up to the plate and be part of the work groups that are going to form the goals and the specifics of this OC plan, or it's not very useful if we don't make our voices heard. And I'd like to say that very clearly.
I think that when I have it as a discussion topic about needing volunteers for the initiatives for the OPA, and so that would be a great
Okay. So the only other thing I have is I passed out a little flyer. I had no idea that the city of Irvine was having this nonprofit week, but there is information here for you as to some programs that they're sponsoring. And the last item on the list is instead of having a senior health fair, community fair that the city has done every year in anticipation of open enrollment and all of the things that happen for seniors starting in October. This is now combined with their health and wellness and has moved into City Hall. So I'm going to be very curious to see if we continue to get the 300 plus folks who would attend if it was at the senior center, as opposed to moving that to City Hall.
The senior one will be excluded and this one will be include everybody?
Yes.
That'll be interesting.
Let us
know how that goes.
Yeah. Now they are doing buses from the three community centers to City Hall in anticipation of people not having as much, and there's not a near enough parking for this. So we'll see what happens with this.
Interesting.
And unfortunately, 2 years ago, we actually had a busload, 80 folks who came from South LA to attend Irvine Senior Resource Fair because they couldn't pull one off themselves.
Wow.
And they're not coming this year because they don't see the same value. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So this is not just for Orange County? It's open to neighboring counties as well?
No. Not specifically. Somebody heard about it, and that director in, I think it was in the Torrance area, got funding from somebody to bring a bus, and they came to Irvine, and brought 80 folks who participated in our.
But they've never said at a senior center, you must be from this area or that area.
Not at all.
They're always open to anybody.
That's correct.
And I've never seen them turn any away that was too young.
Too young either, no.
So I don't think they turn anybody away. I mean, they're not checking ages at the door.
No, they're not.
Okay, thank you.
So I will report back as to whether that was.
Yeah, that's good.
Any other comments or? No? Okay, well then I'm gonna call the meeting adjourned at 10:36 a.m. And just have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.